Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the noon report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. I was going to say, Jason, there's a lot happening at the New York state capitol, but I'd be wrong if I said that. What gives, sir?
Yeah, if you count gridlock, there's a lot happening. That's about what's going on in Albany these days. You know, the budget was due by April 1st, but unfortunately, it looks like the Democratic majorities and the governor could not come to an agreement. There is still a great deal of disagreement, particularly over reforming cashless bail. That is something that many New Yorkers have been concerned about, and Democrats do not want to change. So there's been some bad blood between the Democratic majorities regarding that issue, and they have left town expecting to return Sunday to pick up budget negotiations.
And we were told this was going to be a done deal because, you know, New York's operating with surplus with all the billions in COVID money, $216 billion budget. It was going to be signed, sealed, and delivered, but looks like that's not going to happen. Could this be a protracted battle for weeks, if not months?
I doubt it will go that long. There's too much running on the line this year with Democratic primaries, and well, really Republicans too, but Democrats control the process right now, coming up on June 28th, and then the November election. Governor Hochul does not want to have a black eye when it comes to fiscal matters coming into the election. So I expect this will be resolved rather quickly, but it is a problem when you try to ram policy into the fiscal plan. You're going to have these problems.
Big week in Pennsylvania. Michael, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act clearing a House panel, but the governor has promised a veto. Are you as shocked as a lot of people are that the feminists who made Title IX and fairness in sports possible decades ago, you don't even hear a word from them in sticking up for women's sports in Pennsylvania?
It's really tragic when you think about the history of Title IX and you see what's happening now. To say that I'm shocked, though, is probably not the case, because so much crazy things are happening in our times. We're grateful for the members of the Pennsylvania House Education Committee in voting for this. And people in Pennsylvania, I think, believe that what these legislators did, what the House Education Committee did to protect girls' sports, is the right thing to do. And Tom Wolf, our governor, is wrong.
How is that polling in Pennsylvania? A lot of folks are looking past the lame duck governor. Does something like the Fairness in Women's Sports Act poll well right now in the Commonwealth?
It really does. There are a couple of polls that are fairly recent about this. One of the two polls was even done before the Leah Thomas story became news, that suggested that the people of Pennsylvania really do support protecting girls' sports.
Jason, one of the big budgetary items that you were concerned with had to do with this mandate that health insurance plans cover abortion. This would apply to privately owned businesses as well. What's the latest on that front?
Well, we're still waiting for that final deal to be struck, and so we don't know whether that's going to remain in or out, but we won't know until the governor signs it and that bill is publicly released as to what's actually in there.
And Michael, your organization made headlines this week when YouTube decided to censor that gubernatorial forum from last week. Now, they had a change of heart. You can go on to YouTube and watch that two-hour forum now. But I know you're glad that they have had that change of heart. But this cancel culture controversy, it just knows no end in Pennsylvania, does it?
No, really. To see them engage in censorship as they did without explanation this past Sunday, they said, we're taking your video down because you violated our policy on misinformation. Now, YouTube is filled with misinformation, so really what it boils down to, if they have such a policy, it's stuff that they don't like. They take it down, and then they put it back up. It's a nameless, faceless entity. Pennsylvanians spoke up about this. Even many of the gubernatorial candidates who were at the forum put out press releases and went on social media to decry this cancel culture from big tech.
Yeah, Jason, you had mentioned how bail reform seems to be the one big issue holding up the state budget. I mean, you talk about being stuck between a rock and a hard place. That place is where Governor Hochul is right now, on one hand, trying to appease the law enforcement end of this, and on the other hand, trying not to alienate the progressive wing of her party. Polls show that a majority of New Yorkers, 64% of New Yorkers, think that bail reform has led to an increase increase in crime. How much of a problem has the governor found herself in with this issue?
Well, she's in an incredibly sticky wicket. I mean, really, it is crime, crime, crime that are in the minds of voters. And so if she can't find some resolution on this, this could be really her Achilles heel coming to the November elections. She's got to find a resolution, but the Democrats do not want to budge. Their constituents did not elect them to change what they just passed. It's a real problem for Governor Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, instead of the wonderful world of Disney, Michael, it's now the woke world of Disney. They have much disdain for that parental rights in education law that passed in Florida this week. Does Pennsylvania need similar legislation like this, or is this a solution in search of a problem?
Every state needs a solution like what happened there in Florida with Governor DeSantis in passing that bill down there. Our schools, unfortunately, are rife with this kind of agenda targeting our young people. And so we're working to educate parents to be wary and watchful about what's happening in their kids' schools.
Yeah. Jason, you have a wonderful article on your website. You call it Trans Insanity, whether it's sports, media, government, what's happening in Florida and our schools. This transgender topic has permeated culture in just ways I don't think any of us could imagine. How did we get to this point where we're having these sorts of conversations like they're having in Florida right now?
Yeah, you know, this is an issue that's being driven by activist organizations within the Democratic Party here in New York and across the nation. You know, and if you need any indication of that, take a look at the Twitter feeds or the social media that are coming from the Democratic majorities today that are pushing this, and they're aided by allies in the media. For example, the New York State Education Department has been advocating for this Transgender Day of Visibility on March 31st, and likely at public schools across the state, students were indoctrinated in some of this kind of propaganda. I'd encourage parents to talk to their kids about what they learned about these issues in public schools this week.
Yeah, and you got a great forum coming up in April. We'll give the website where you can be actively involved in those kinds of decision-making at the local school level. Michael, the Attorney General and the presumed Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Josh Shapiro, his answer to what you're paying at the gas pump right now seems to be the answer that a lot of progressive leaders are giving is, hey, we're going to try to bail out this bad policy by giving you a $250 gas card or a rebate check. Why can't people see that this sort of energy policy is a bit short-sighted?
It's tremendously short-sighted. And the fact is that $250, if indeed that comes to fruition, will be eaten up by other factors in inflation anyway because of all of the things that these policies have wrought against Pennsylvanians and against Americans. Pennsylvania is sitting on a gold mine of energy resources that the Wolf administration and, frankly, the Biden administration are preventing from really coming to market and helping Pennsylvania jobs, helping Pennsylvania consumers, and helping in national security. It's a travesty, and Josh Shapiro, I think, would just continue the same sort of bad policies going forward.
Now, Jason, the Buffalo Bills' new stadium was a huge story this week. How much did the public financing angle, that component of it, factor into the ongoing budget negotiations? I know there's a lot of downstate lawmakers that aren't too happy about having to help fund that stadium there in Orchard Park.
Yeah, can you love the Bills and still hate this deal? You know, that's kind of where I find myself, because as a small, limited government guy, I hate the idea that we are funding and paying for these stadiums at such large levels. You know, we look at some other recent stadiums that were built. It was done without public financing. Look at California, a recent stadium has been built out there. It doesn't always require that, and certainly not at these dollar amounts. But I think Governor Kathy Hochul, again, is looking for an issue heading into the election. And if she can point to, we got a deal done in Buffalo, that will help her in November.
Well, they better win a couple Super Bowls. That's all I'm saying in that stadium. Finally, Michael, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court could rule soon on a case that was brought by Planned Parenthood that would force taxpayers to fund abortions. You says it also invents a right to abortion in the state constitution. What are you doing right now to counter this ruling?
Well, it's a dangerous ruling that we're expecting from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And what we're doing and the way to address that is a constitutional amendment that is now in the process of moving through the Pennsylvania General Assembly. It's already received a vote in the House of Representatives in a committee, and we're expecting action in the Senate very soon as well, because this is vitally important to move to protect life in Pennsylvania.
All right. So many issues, so little time. It's the fastest 10 minutes in radio. Hey, if you have questions about all that we've discussed today in Pennsylvania, you want to learn more about what is the Pennsylvania Family Institute, Michael, where can folks find you online?
PAFamily.org.
Hey, it's almost time to go to school, campaign school. Jason, your organization is sponsoring an event coming up soon. Where can folks find out more?
AlbanyUpdate.com.